Good morning, everyone. Welcome to April monthly meeting. And if we could all please stand to Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Can anybody see me? I can't see me.
I can't see you.
Okay, well, that's not intentional. It says stop video, but I'm not even there. Let's try it again.
It's like because normally if your video is off, it'll have a picture of you or your name or something. It's showing like you're actually up.
Right. So there's my name. My video's off. Then I start the video, and I just get a black screen.
Am I
on the front? Let's see.
Are you logged into the Teams application too?
Yes. Is that why?
You got to close that because you only got one camera.
Oh, well, thanks. Thank you.
I only know that because I did the same thing.
Ah, yes.
You know, I went in and saw you leaving, Bob. Yeah, it looked like you were running off the beach, you know.
There we go.
I don't know where that background came from.
Teams. There I am. Let's cancel. There we go. And let's see if I'm over here. Okay. Close everything else. Am I here yet? No. I thought it was a great idea, Bob.
Well, no, it does. I mean, if you left the Teams meeting, you may have to leave this one and come back in.
Yeah, I'll leave it and come back in. Okay.
We've got to love our technology. And I just off agenda and just for information, it's looking like we'll be moving to regular in-person meetings. We are, no matter what, we're still gonna need to keep a public option to be able to attend virtually.
There you are.
Yay. Beautiful. Okay.
So anyway, we're just know that the technology is going to continue, but we can put the board in the same room with the right distancing and everything else. And if, at least for now, until anything has changed with the governor's directives, we can continue to have board members that are.
Hey, Pete?
Yes.
Do you think the May or June meeting? What do you think?
Well, there's really, I guess, you know what? Let's get into the meeting and maybe we can just kind of get some direction on that. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Worries. Let's not start with interrupting others. We had enough of that last night. Okay. I'm sorry. Roll call, please, Rachel.
Okay, Director Kwiatkowski.
Present.
Director Mora.
Unmuted and present.
Director, Armstrong is absent today. Director Edwards.
I'm here.
And Director Salon.
Can you hear me, guys?
Present.
Okay, yes. Four directors present and one absent.
Can you hear us, Spencer? Spencer?
Yes, ma'am.
You can hear us. Okay.
Yes. I don't know. Something's going on with my microphone.
My volume had switched from the normal one to another. My speakers had switched from the normal speaker system to a different one, so you might want to check that. And I couldn't get the volume up. So it may not be your microphone, it may be your volume.
It looks to me like he's choppy, and that usually affects either your camera and or the internet connection appears to be choppy.
Okay. So I'm sorry, I'm just a little scattered right now. So let's, at this time, we would like to open with the public comment. Rachel, do we have any public comment regarding?
I do not have any public comment.
Okay, is there anybody present that would like to make any comments before we go into closed session?
Actually, I'd like to make a proposal change to the order, or try this again. When we get to the consent calendar, I'd like to pull out the resolution so that we can read it specifically, since we're commendation.
Okay, not a problem. Okay, so right now we are going to go into closed session. So if the board directors and Mr. Campa can please leave the Zoom meeting and log into the Teams meeting, and we will be back shortly to make any announcements. Thank you. Okay, I get it. Hello, everyone. We are back in closed session has closed, and we are back in the regular monthly meeting. It is 11:43. Sorry, again, I had some technical issues, so I'm just running a little bit behind on everything, and I do want to apologize. And we would like to announce that no action was taken during this closed session, but we would also like to add to the May monthly agenda consideration of the general manager's compensation as an action item, please. And we will move on to information items, staff reports. Fire department, please. Rescue me, Travis. You're muted. Travis, you're muted.
I can't believe I got caught with that. All right. Good morning, everyone. Travis Chun, fire captain, Groveland Fire Department. Chief Murphy is in training this week, so I will be doing the fire department report. So as far as emergency incident response, two noteworthy calls that we had in the month of March. On March 1st, 2021, engine 781 and engine 4466 responded to a reported vehicle fire at 10918 Yosemite Springs Road. Upon arrival, there was a single passenger vehicle fully involved with fire threatening a structure. Fire crews immediately took suppression action, containing it, preventing any extension into the structure or wildland. The cause is currently under investigation. The other noteworthy call was, as many of you know, on Sunday, March 28th, 2021, CAL FIRE and Groveland Fire units responded to a reported escape debris fire in the area of Shortline Road and Hell's Hollow. Upon arriving at scene, there was 10 acres of brush and bug-killed timber litter burning at a moderate rate of spread uphill. One structure was immediately threatened, and fire crews protected the structure and aggressively attacked the fire. Additional CAL FIRE and Tuolumne County Fire resources were ordered to protect the structures on Smith Station Road. Fire crews worked vigorously through the night, containing the fire at 22 acres. The fire cause is also still under investigation. As far as apparatus and equipment, all apparatus is in service at its respective quarters. As far as training, in addition to the EMT training that we always do, we did Stokes training, picket anchor systems, rapid intervention crew training, electrical hazards, building construction, auto extrication, and we sent one person to the union representative class. As far as the month of March, we had 62 calls, 58 were in the GCSD district, 4 were in the county, and they're listed under the auto aid there. 62 calls this month was considerably higher than years past, as you'll notice in the monthly activity chart. And in the year 2021, so far we're at 162 calls as far as the close of March. That concludes the fire department report.
Thank you, Travis. Do we have any comments from the directors?
Sorry, I was the one talking over right there.
I'm sorry.
Travis, real quick, just I have never asked this question, and maybe there's no good answer, but each of your the major incidents, the paragraph ends in the cause of the fire is currently under investigation. You hear that a lot, you know,
yeah.
Paper reports and everything else. At what point, okay, so if they determine a cause, what happens? Does it just get documented for the file? Is that loop ever closed or announced anyway? Or
yes, yeah, absolutely. When we are the first in company officer, the initial fire report is usually assigned to that person. However, that gets submitted to the prevention department. And oftentimes the prevention department will take that report and will continue to investigate and gather further information. And eventually they will close it out and make an official determination.
Is that something that is a protected piece of information, or is it disclosed? For example, if the newspaper requests it, I assume, you know, they can ask for a copy of the report or whatever. But I mean, I'm just asking because sometimes I'm curious. Yeah, I want to go back and see, okay, how did that thing start? What, you know, what is starting these things, you know, if we're seeing any trends?
Yeah, it's definitely public information. Any of the reports can be accessed by the public. They just have to call in and make a request.
Okay.
And then as far as once they've closed out the report and made that official determination, that, you know, becomes part of the report as well.
Yeah. Okay.
But this one, the vegetation fire, it was, dispatched as a escape debris burn. So that's what it was dispatched as. They haven't officially concluded it as such, but that was what it was dispatched as.
Yeah. And I mean, in all reality, for example, the vehicle fire, the result of the investigation might be mechanical failure, and that's the end of it, right?
You know? Yeah, and sometimes the official announcement is undetermined. Okay. if they can't come up with something for sure.
Good deal. Thanks.
Good question, Pete. I often wondered that also.
So I have a question that I'm almost certain there's no answer for, but I'm going to ask anyhow. As you mentioned, this is a sudden uptick compared to previous years. And it appears that a lot of that's medical, as everything. I mean, every month, a lot of everything is medical. Is there any, I mean, is this because of a higher rate of part-timers being up here because things are kind of loosening up and do we have any feeling for why this happened? I mean, are we looking for having a big surge during the summer?
Travis screen, there he goes. Travis is kind of choppy there.
He's thinking.
Okay.
I think two.
Boy, just kicked him off right now, didn't it?
Oh, I said there was no answer, but I didn't expect it to be so expensive.
Here he is.
Hey, welcome home.
Hello. You guys still here? It was breaking up, and then I was no longer with everyone.
Yeah.
Okay. I think two things, sorry, to answer that question, I think two things were going on in the month of March. First off, we had a number of repeat calls, like repeat at the same address. You know, they go to the hospital for a certain issue, and then they come back home and they have to call us back, you know, numerous follow-up times. So that was occurring, which raised the number of medical aids. I also, I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but I feel like I've seen a surge in tourism just in this past month. There's a lot more people walking around. I think that the tourism in the Groveland area, as well as like Rush Creek, Evergreen, Yosemite, has definitely increased in the last 30 days or so.
I have a feeling there's probably going to be busy this summer because of the suppressed demand from last year.
I agree. I think everyone has postponed their trips and they're ready and waiting to schedule them now.
It was interesting to hear that Yosemite is going back to the reservation system. So I don't know how long that's going to last, but that may curtail some of the busy populace when people can't get in. So we'll see. Yes, Bob Asquith.
That will start on May 20th and extend all the way to September 30th.
Ah, okay. Well,
and the reservations can be made now. They're in 3-day chunks, not 7-day chunks, and you do not have to show up the first day to validate it.
Oh, that's good.
And there will be, last year there were 3,760 some issued per day. This year there'll be a little over 6,100.
Wow.
Okay. Unbelievable.
Interesting. Yes. Okay. Well, thank you, Travis. Does anyone else have any comments for our star firefighter today?
I'm Travis.
Yes, Spencer. Thank you.
Yeah, Travis. How are the firefighters taking the amount of calls? Two calls a day doesn't sound like a lot, but it is. Two calls a day, 62 in a month. How are they handling it? And are they prepared mentally and physically for an increase in calls? He froze, his screen froze again.
Yep, he's thinking again.
I'm sure he'll come back with something. I'm gonna put mine back on mute, but I had to chime in with what Bob was asking about the increase in calls.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I feel like I'm breaking up.
Oh, and he's gone.
He'll be back.
We need to get him on the fiber too when we.
There he is.
Hey. Just got to come back in every once in a while.
Sorry, can you repeat the question? I only heard a portion of it before the internet dropped here.
Okay, my question is, with 62 calls a day and an anticipated increase in calls by what Bob asked with, and to chime in with Bob Swan's question, how are the firefighters taking the increase in call? Two calls a day is a lot of calls in reality. And if it's going to increase, are they ready for it mentally and physically to have an increase in calls? How are the firefighters doing?
Everyone's doing great. And if the call trend continues to go up, you know, that's we're ready for that. And a lot of us came from backgrounds where we ran significantly more calls in a year than this. Before I came here, I ran 3,900 calls in 1 year at the station I was at. So this call volume, although it's steady, and a lot of our calls are more significant when they do happen, we're ready for sure.
We're excellent.
That's great.
Thank you, Travis. Somehow I knew you guys would be ready.
Okay, any other comments? Okay, thanks again, Travis. Moving on to item, where am I? General Manager's Report. My gosh, I've got right up here on my screen.
I have no report. That's just,
you're allowed to do that. I don't know if we're going to agree. Yeah.
I did provide a written report. I will continue to provide a written report. I really appreciate the feedback that I'm getting on those. And it helps me understand the level of productivity and all the good things that we're working on. So in summary, the Big Creek Clearwell project, I included both the agenda and a little bit of narrative about it. The agenda is just helpful in understanding the finances and all of that. We have regular meetings with our engineering team internally and also with the contractor. The biggest concern with that project right now is they've fallen behind and they have been bouncing around trying to come up with a plan on how to get on track. You know, the last thing you want to do is be hitting someone with $1,000 a day liquidated damages. It doesn't do real well. People don't get along real well when they're paying $1,000 a day to because they're late. It has not been our fault or weather's fault on this. It's really been more just lack of good coordination on the part of the contractor to get there. So we're still working through those things. The end result is we're within budget and we've got plenty of time if we even have to have them come back another season. We're getting the end result work product has been really good. I'm really amazed with the coating. That stuff is like a new tank on the inside of the steel tank. So it's going to give us a lot of service life and it will not corrode. So anyway, great, great stuff. So moving on to the, and I'll just kind of look around to see if anybody's waving their hands or anything as I go along. The sewer project, we've got 90% plans on it, meaning that they're nearly complete. Actually, we just got an updated 95% set. So we're really close to being on schedule to go out to bid. Understand that that project grew significantly. We did the initial engineering evaluation of the system in downtown Groveland and Big Oak Flat. Then we also were looking at adding a couple million in grant money to do some septic to sewer conversion work. But we weren't far enough along in that politically and procedurally to be forcing people to drop their septics. I've been involved in those types of projects and they take a decade to, to work through so that there are not big problems. But so what we did then is we focused on areas of maintenance problems that weren't identified in the first planning study and added those to the project. We'll have an engineer's estimate of probable costs when this comes back to the board for authorization to go to bid, because I think it's probably going to be more, the estimate is going to be more than we have available in the funding, in the loan and grant, just because we've added so much work to it to get our system up to speed in Pine Mountain Lake. And so anyway, I just want to let you know it's we're clicking along on getting that done. It's going to be a big project, and we've included Pine Mountain Lake and their roads people so that they know what's going on in all the different locations, and we can make sure we have the communication good, because otherwise I'll have Joe Powell on the phone with me each and every morning telling me how he feels about the construction. Because it can get pretty sensitive and contractors don't like to communicate. So we're getting them engaged early on. And that funding is in place. And so we're ready to go to construction on that. Adding additional items of interest. I think that you may have enjoyed this list of engineering projects. This is something that, you know, there have been so many assignments done, and you know, I just couldn't track it correctly in my head. So we listed them out, and now we're working through them in a different way so that we can make sure we communicate about these on a biweekly basis. Because I've actually added another one to it yesterday. So now we're approaching 20 things that they're working on. So if there are any pieces of this that you have questions about, please ask. You know, it's everything from the wastewater plant to the, you know, the collection system, the distribution system, meter upgrades, development projects, the generator replacements, which have